Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, come to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Emily said, how to determine your balance points. Okay, so we have two major balance points. These are really useful for determining where your neckline is, kind of neck, like the lowness or the highness of your necklines, and also for where you place your jewelry, like where it ends on your body. So the first one is the distance of your face. So this distance, then repeated down. So basically same distance, repeated down. So your first balance point is ideal for having an open neckline or having where your top ends. So here I've got a button-up shirt today and my balance point is here at the base of where you start seeing the skin. Or this is where the V-neck of my jumper ends as well. That also is part of that. So that is the first balance point. Length of the face down. Now, it is much easier to figure out your balance points from a photo than doing it on yourself. So I do recommend, because it's almost like a two-dimensional thing that you're looking at. So I do recommend take a photo of yourself, like head and upper torso, and then actually do these distances down. Make sure you're taking the photo from right in front of you, not below or above, so kind of in the middle of the area. And also, make sure your chin is not either up or really down. So you want to be head straight, have the photo, you know, take the photo from kind of around that sort of point. Second balance point. This one's the slightly trickier one. This is the widest point of your face. So for some people it's the forehead. So if you have a heart shape or an inverted triangle shaped face, it'll be in the forehead. If most of us tend to have, if you've got ovals, triangles, diamonds, not triangles, ovals, squares, rectangles, oblongs, diamonds, rectangles, I don't know, I think of squares, I've said them all. They tend to be the cheekbones, but if you have a triangle or pear-shaped face, it might be your jawline. So, this one is the widest point of your face. So put a draw or an imaginary line across your face. The widest point of your face to the jaw. So for me, it's the widest point, my cheekbones to jaw. Then that distance. So if I look at that. Now this is down from the shoulder, not from the chin. This one's from the shoulder. So it's that distance down. But because we are 3D objects, this is why it's much easier to do this when you are looking at a photo. When you're saying where is the shoulder, it's where the shoulder kind of flattens out. So if you're not sure, just go from where your bra strap sits. That is a good point to go from. So kind of where the shoulder flattens up, not at, kind of up here at the neck where you have the deltoids that come down that tend to be quite sloped. From where the shoulder flattens out, so from the shoulder down. So mine is just here underneath the collarbone. So what I've discovered from doing, I don't know many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these over my time as an image consultant, is for most people, you'll find that the first balance point is the top of the cleavage on the breastbone. You'll find like where that breastbone is. That is for most people where their first balance point is. The second balance point for most people is just under the collarbone. So around this sort of point. So this is good for a high neckline and this is good for a low neckline. But if you say have a crew neck t-shirt and you can't be bothered to alter it, got a high neckline, then use the first balance point. Use that longer balance point to put your necklace on that balance point because that creates a little bit more feeling of length through the head and neck. But if you have a super long neck, you might want to go up to your higher balance point. So going up to this higher balance point rather than your really low balance point. But it's just an idea of where to put necklines, where to put jewelry. It tends to, things just look better because it's all about looking balanced. So hopefully that helps. Next question comes from Erin, who said, an 8 versus an hourglass shape. Why these hourglasses are not the same and the advice for one doesn't work for the other? This is because it is where the body goes out in the lower body. So an 8 shape is very much the Barbie doll shape. So when we get a Barbie naked when we're changing her clothes. You'll know she comes in at the waist, and then she has a shelf-like hip that comes out quite high and then goes narrows down the thigh. Barbie is never an X shape. So an X shape comes in at the waist and then slowly slopes back out. And the widest point is down on the upper thigh. Versus if you think about Barbie's widest point is up on the upper high hip area. So you think about it, low hip versus high hip. An H shape has a high hip, often a shelf-like hip. You'll see it comes in and then it goes out. Versus an X shape comes in and then it more slowly goes out. And the widest point is the low hip on the upper thigh. So they are the differences. So what this actually means is the clothing recommendations for each of these is actually quite different for the lower body. Upper body pretty much the same, lower body different. And this is because with an H shape, because we go in, because we go wide high, we need to bring the clothes back into the body. So we're going for a straighter shape. Because if we go flared too quickly, we tend to find then it gets very, very wide, very, very fast. So this is why this coming in and then going for a straight skirt works really well. Versus with the other hourglass, the X shape, which is probably the more common one. This is the fit and flare shape. You think about even just the shape of an X. That's what it does. It fits, it flares. Versus an 8 comes in and then goes back down. So it's almost like follow the shape of those letters and numbers and you will know what silhouettes work for each of these body shapes. Now, of course, if you want to know more about these, you can download my body shape Bibles for each of these. You can go and check out examples. You can see all real life examples on the blog. Just search for real life body shapes and you will find examples for each of these shapes and you can see the differences for them. So there you go. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense for you. Nixa said, are there any shades of brown I could pick for my shoes and bags if my colouring is cool and bright with medium value contrast? Now, do I have a cool swatch here? I do. Fortunately, I've got one here today. So when we are thinking about browns for cools, they just don't have the yellow in them. So if I show you some example of some sort of brownish shades, I've got a taupey brown there as well. You'll notice they are not yellow browns, they're not orangey browns, they are very much more slightly pinky or grey browns. So if you are looking for brown shades when you are cool, stay away from the kind of really brown browns, the honey browns, the caramel browns. These are not for you. Instead, go for more the aubergine browns, the kind of rose beige, the rose brown. They often have a slightly more pink or purple tinge to them, and these have enough coolness in them that they will work for you. Quite a simple question there. I will be linking to all sorts of things in the blog post. I have a blog post all about choosing warm and cool browns, so I will link to that with this as well. And do let me know what your questions are if you want to know more about your style. Imogen at insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what your questions are. And of course, head over to the blog. I've got lots of programs, fun things to do, body shape Bible, you know, calculators if you're not sure of your shape, and all those sorts of things to give you more information so you can get more educated about your style and what works for you so that you stop wasting money on clothes that just really aren't for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.